We're back with Animosity, the show where it's me and someone who can't take a goddamn joke. Yep. That's how we're starting this one off. It's not like our third attempt at doing this or anything. No. Today we're talking about lies and, you know.
As we can see, Jacob's being real subtle, but, you know, let's get into the episode, you know.
For the third time.
Now let's put our anime backstories behind us. Because, you know, we can only move forward, and let's just talk about lies. Basically, it's a repeat of the episode Truth. You know, they even, like, have the same animations as Truth, just with Adrian and Kagami in it. They have
literally,
the same scenes, and in fact, the episode takes place at the same time as Truth.
Really, it took me a decent amount of time to realize that little fact, but once I actually was not acting like an idiot and figured that out, you know, pretty cool.
Yeah, the first key, maybe slightly minute detail that helped me realize this was when Adrian was heading to the ice cream stand to meet up with Kagami, he passed by Luca, who was like walking in the distance, probably just to meet up with Marinette. So.
Yeah. Had her, you know, Ladybug had just kind of transformed, ditched Luca. Good.
Yeah,
Luca deserved it.
Kagami, you know?
Luca absolutely deserved being ditched.
He did, and he's a good person.
I want Luca to die a slow and painful death. I think I can say what I want. But yes, it's literally just, it's like the Transformers Prime episode. I watched very far ahead once we stopped covering it because I was bored. And so, like, it's like the Transformers Prime episode where it's like there's one plot line, but they spread it over four episodes by showing it through different angles. It's literally that, but Miraculous Ladybug. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
I think this is the first time Miraculous has actually done this.
This is a very, very rare trope in
shows. This is very uncommon. And, you know, I think it's also uncommon for Miraculous to really explore, like, the relationships between different characters. Because the problem with Miraculous sometimes is that they don't really, like, air the episodes in chronological order, so there's not going to be too much
this one, it doesn't matter what...
difficult for people to follow.
With this one, it doesn't matter what order they show it in, because it's the same episode, but shown from different angles. It doesn't matter what angles are shown first, it's different angles.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's good. It doesn't matter which one they're first or second. I mean, it's just the same events playing out, just with the different characters, so...
Yep, this time we got the worst of the two couples.
I think it's the best of the two couples.
It's the first couple is Luca, though, so that's actually a statement that's up for debate. Ooh.
No, I think, guys, just... comment down below. We're not really comment, but rather just DM Jacob
on Twitter at jackpot4484, because you know I'll definitely read them.
Just tell him if you think looking at ship is good or not. You know, I think he'd love to hear that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay, now. I guess moving on to plot. So you took quite a few notes on this. So do you want to start, like, briefly summarizing it, or, you know?
Let me pull up my notes. Well, briefly summarizing for me is going into the nitty gritty details and not act the actual plot. If you want to cover the actual plot that people care about, you can go ahead. But my notes are all the things that I care about, which is very different from what the fandom cares about.
So okay, here's how we'll do this. I'll just summarize the plot. You can bring up all the small details, other stuff, you know.
Yeah, but, that works.
Yeah. So, starting from the beginning, we have Marinette in her home trying to figure out the secret formula behind, like, all these Miraculous power-ups. And I'm glad that Miraculous is actually taking a little bit of time just to explore these power-ups. I thought they, like, just threw that idea in the dumpster or something, because they never really talked about the power-ups. I don't even know where that's going, but I'm glad they at least acknowledged it. And
we need to see more power-ups. We've only seen, like, three of them, and they made, like, eight. It's one of the main problems I have with this show.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of, like, power-ups and everything, and just miraculous, it's been confirmed that season 6 and 7 are
confirmed season battle. 6 or 7, you know. Because this show will never die.
Yeah, it's just gonna go on, like, indefinitely. You know, maybe it'll go on until, like, season 30 or something. It's gonna be, like, one of those long animes.
Yep.
In fact, there is going to be a Miraculous anime coming soon, no?
Wait, what?
You told me this, Jacob, right? There was
Miraculous
going to be some
anime? No,
yeah,
there's Miraculous manga.
Oh, yeah, manga.
Yeah, because God forbid we have one little show that's not affected into manga. I mean, come on.
But that reminds me, like, remember, season 3 of Animaestro? The producer, Thomas Astruc, of course, they're referencing, you know, the real Thomas Astruc, which is quite obvious.
Had him voice the character, too.
Okay. So it's kind of like a cameo.
Yep. It's like Laura Nightingale voicing Laura Nightingale in Frightening Gale. The Rhino episode.
Yeah, so pretty much in that episode, he produced, like, a Miraculous anime movie.
Mm-hmm. Out of already made cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, well...
Hey, Jacob, just a small what if. You know, what if, like, season 6 and 7 were just, like, a bunch of, like, filler episodes?
I would not watch them.
Just to explore, like, all of the power-ups, you know?
I'd watch only the ones that mattered.
I want
to know what that red power-up is, but other than that, I really don't care. We got both of the blue power-ups, I think, so...
Yeah, there's, like, one with, like, that allows you to, like, skate on ice, the other one allows you to swim.
And then there's a flying
breathe
one.
Breathe out the water.
The best one.
Oh, yeah, flight. We saw that in the New York special at the very beginning. So... That's pretty neato burrito, so can't wait to see the others.
If you ever say that again, I'm no longer your friend.
Okay.
Right, moving on. You know, we got very copy-pasted episode from Truth, but this time, Cat Noir tries to get Mr. Pigeon akumatized again.
Yeah, so at the very beginning, after we've seen Marinette trying to figure out this formula...
She'll never figure it out, because she's kind of an idiot.
And then, have hope. She's the guardian. She can probably figure something out, you know?
I'm good, thanks.
But we see Adrian, like, standing in, like, this building. He's supposed to meet up with Ladybug, but she's not there. He's born out of his skull. And, yes, as Jacob said, he does come across Mr. Pigeon. At the park, because he has nothing to do, so he just went there, saw Mr. Pigeon. Even asked him, like, whether he was, like, angry, because, I mean, you know, he probably wanted Mr. Pigeon to be akumatized. It's kind of implied.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next Monsieur Rat, you know?
Monsieur Rat in the making?
Yeah. You know, I can't wait to see all the other villains, you know, that Bonix described in Time Tagger.
Yeah. You know, Bonix also described two of the heroes that were in the New York special as villains, so... That's probably
really?
Going to be, like, the London special or something like that, because there's, like, 50 million different specials that are happening.
Yeah, what is there, like, there's going to be, like, an Africa special, a Brazil special?
Brazil, Africa, Shanghai, London, Japan.
Okay.
I was looking at a list earlier today.
At this point, like, just Marinette's class is going to travel around the entire globe, you know?
I think that's their goal, because, you know, Miraculous World. So I'm pretty sure that's what they're going for.
You know, I think at this point they're going to go to so many countries, they're going to have to go to, like, all the obscure ones, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, Slovakia and the Slovenia special.
Miraculous Ladybug, Abu Dhabi special.
Yeah.
My favorite country right there, just because the name is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Wait. Are you allowed to swear podcast?
If we try to censor it, we're not gonna. It's not gonna work. I really don't care. I try to not, but sometimes it just slips. You can if you want to, but try and limit it a little.
Nah, I don't know. I want someone professional here.
Son of a bitch. Right as I'm trying not to swear.
I dropped the spoon. Are you even trying, man?
I dropped the spoon.
Oh, man. Are you eating cereal or something?
Nah. Marshmallow sauce from an ice cream place. They gave us way too much, so I'm just spooning it. Because I'm bored.
It's pretty odd. So, yeah, we're
anyways.
Recap.
Where were we?
Yeah,
Chloe.
This... Oh, yeah, we see Chloe for the first time in season 4.
And not Lila.
Hey, man. Lila's single tear rolls they're down. They're saving the best, you know, they're saving the best for last, Jacob.
My God, you're right. If Lila isn't in Gang of Secrets, I'm going to throw my computer across the room.
Yeah, she's going to be in some really big episodes, you know? She's going to be an important character.
She better be. She's going to be the next Guardian, so.
No, she's going to be the next Hawk Moth.
Next Hawk Moth, sorry. I'm tired.
What if she became the next Guardian? She became Hawk Moth, took the Miracle Box?
That is actually a very interesting thought, because, like, what would she do with it? What if her goal is to get Adrian. So... you know, good luck with that. But like, is it still up for debate on who is worse, Lila or Chloe? Is that still up for debate, or have we just...
Oh, it's definitely Lila, you know?
It's absolutely
Lila. Not only is she, like, a POS, but she also knows that she's a POS, you know?
She's a point. She's a point of sale. Everybody, she is a point of sale, because that's what POS is when you pop it up in Google. Fun.
Yeah.
She's a point of sale, everybody. The point of sale, or point of purchase, is the time and place where a retail transaction is completed. At the point of sale, the merchant calculates the amount owned by the customer, indicates the amount, may prepare for an invoice for the customer, and indicates the options for a customer to make payment. Why is that so specific?
Yeah, that's exactly what Lila is.
Exactly what Lila is. The dictionary definition should be Lila.
Straight to the point, you know? Thanks for clarifying what that meant to our audience, because that could easily be misinterpreted, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime, buddy. Anytime. So, anyone remember the morality ship post I made on Reddit? Anyone remember that?
What happened to that?
You want to guess who won? You want to guess, did they say yes more or did they say no more? Take a guess.
And everyone said no, it was unanimous.
Actually, no, the moderators of the subreddit took it down before it even was posted. Fun.
Jacob, do you know, anyone who supports a Moralia ship, you know?
I think one of the people in Overly Animated does. I think Delaney does. I think.
That's very specific.
That's a big I think. Don't quote me on that. You can quote me on a lot of things, but that's not one.
Yeah. At least you didn't say yourself, you know?
Well, I thought that went without saying.
So, that's a lot better, you know? So.
Yeah, all right. So, well, you know.
We're really going off on a tangent, so.
Yep. So, yeah, we got, let me see here. We got Kagami lying like Lila. Speaking of which, where is Lila? Yeah, I just like bringing up Lila, apparently.
Yeah, so back to the plot. While Adrian's waiting for Marinette, she doesn't arrive, I believe. And then turns out Adrian has a fencing lesson with Kagami. And so when Adrian and Kagami arrive, it turns out that they came 1 hour early. And while they're waiting, Kagami was really close to kissing Adrian.
But they censor it because the show has to keep its TVY7 rating.
No, they didn't censor it. They just, interrupted it.
Yeah, but, they cut out right before, so.
Yeah. They cut it out. That's exactly what they did in Truth with Marinette and Luke up.
Yeah, it's like it's like in certain countries in the Steven Universe episode Jailbreak, they put hit flashes went all during the Garnet Jasper fight.
Huh.
I'm guessing you don't know what a hit flash is, do you?
No, I really don't.
It's when they make the screen black for the exact point of impact to censor it, but so it doesn't lose the like aesthetic of the fight. Very interesting animation tactic.
You know, I think it's like one of those things where I like don't know exactly what the effect is. I just don't know the name.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that they don't. You don't really see that anymore because it's kind of that's kind of bullcrap in my opinion. But
I don't know. I think for like the animation, like a show animated like Steven Universe, it just would like work a lot better like for the effect. For something like Miraculous, it just would feel very random. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I do like cartoon violence, though, so I really hope that they never take this approach. Ever.
Yeah. Well, they have their own really creative ways of just interrupting all these kissing scenes, and one thing that I should note is that Kagami was trying to kiss Adrian many times throughout the episode, but was interrupted all of those times. Like, she tried to kiss Adrian a lot more than Luca tried to kiss Marinette. You know?
Yeah.
And so, exactly like the episode of Truth, we see Adrian Kagami going on like a series of dates. Every time, each of these dates get cut off when like a Santa monster or some enemies.
Yeah.
There.
It's truth. It's truth. It's truth, but a
excuse to escape.
It's so, truth, but a worse couple. All that it is. It's truth, but with a much worse couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, on one of these dates. They go to the art studio. And holy crap, Kagami can draw. That's probably
yeah,
the last thing.
Yeah, she has a talent for drawing.
That's
probably
the last thing I expected Kagami was able to do.
You know, back to that scene when Kagami was actually drawing with Adrian. And remember Adrian tried to, like, he did, like, literally
oh, the cat pose.
Cat bar poses, like, the cat poses. And you know what would have been crazy? If Kagami drew Adrian as Cat Noir, I would have like
that would have
know,
made people scream. Though let's consider we have to consider that 90% of the people that watch this show are 10-year-old girls. That would make them just lose their crap.
Yeah, man, I would have flipped my ship, Jacob.
I think anyone would.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. Anyways. But, you know, going with the cat pose.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's basically the same thing. So we see these dates getting interrupted. Same events play out. Like, you know, when Adrian went to see Marinette, he almost fell off the building. One time when their date was cut off, there was a lollipop scent monster. It's actually like the first episode. And then another time when their date was cut off, he saved Marinette from none other than Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty crazy, you know? Seeing, like, the same events play out, just in different episodes from, like, a different, like, point of view.
Yeah. I feel like that's meta as hell, though.
Yeah. Well, and now after Adrian and Marinette took down Truth, Adrian went to the town hall to meet up with Kagami. And Kagami was just heartbroken at this point. She told Adrian about how she always, like, constantly lied just to get closer with him. And one thing that she said that really stood out to me...
Very good quote.
...is that I lied to get with you, but you lie to stay away from me. I lie to be with you, and you lie to stay away from me. Just really powerful quote. You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and this is the point where
it's kind of poetic, you know?
This is the point where I realize that we got the same plot as Truth, but Gami is smarter than Luca, so she will figure it out. I was wrong.
Yeah, sadly, Kagami, when she was akumatized, doesn't have, like, the same, like, Nido Burrito powers as Luca, where she could...
She got more powerful powers than Luca.
Yeah, she can just, like, vaporize anyone who is,
and
like...
Assuming that they told a lie. Only if they've told a lie. And everyone's told a lie in their entire life, whether they realize it or not. Everyone is told a lie.
Yeah, everyone just does it, like, subconsciously, you know?
Except the crocodile.
Yeah, so basically, when Kagami was about to, like, vaporize everyone, Marinette had Jagged Stone's crocodile attached to Kagami and go through, like, that energy laser or whatever thing. Like,
yeah, didn't Jagged Stone try to say, like, he never lied to his fans, and we just saw him lie to Luca?
Like, you lie about your age.
You lie about your age, you lie about not having a child, you lie about a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, the second one's even bigger.
A little bit. Just by a little bit. Just by a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, you know. And then this is the point where I realized that truth and lies take a place in the same time. They take place at the exact same time. This is the point where I realized.
So when Adrian intervened and saved Marinette from truth, you didn't, like, realize that we saved us at the same time?
Or... Nope.
No?
Nope. I watched this at, like, midnight last night, so wasn't really thinking straight.
Okay, I mean, that was a huge giveaway, so I was just...
You also have to forget that I have, like, two working brain cells, so there's that.
Yeah, I know how that feels, you know, just staying up till, like, I don't know, like, 1 o'clock.
I was going to say that, I thought you were going to say that you only have one working brain, though, because that's already all pretty obvious.
I don't know, I wouldn't be here if I had one working brain, so.
Do you think?
But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much what happens is, you know, Kagami came really close to taking Adrian's Miraculous. Like,
yeah.
she was literally about to pull off, like, his ring.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for Jagged Stone's crocodile, she would have taken
Adrian's
Miraculous.
And also, can we just point out one small little factor after this happened? Can we just point this out? That, you know, Cat Noir, this might have been the translation being wrong, but Cat Noir said Bugganette.
Oh, yes.
He said Bugganette.
Yeah.
What? Like, just, what? Bugganette? I literally have in all caps, he said Bugganette. He said Bugganette!
That was like, I don't know, man. I feel like Ladybug should have showed, like, a more, like, startled reaction when he said that. Don't you think so?
Maybe.
Seemed pretty calm.
Bugganette, I was screaming. He also said
yeah.
Hell. They also said hell.
Oh, yeah. And, when Adrian was about to get, like, vaporized, like, Marinette said, like, that Adrian, you're screwed or something.
They said hell. I forget the exact quote, but they did say hell. Once again, might have been the translation, might have been the subtitles being wrong.
Yeah, some mistranslations here and there, you know.
Maybe.
There's a little profanity.
I feel like Bugganette. They did this with one of the season one episodes, and like the I think it was Swedish translations. They said like the F bomb or something.
Wait, why would you watch like Swedish?
I didn't watch it. I just know this. This is something I just know. So I think this might have been just the translations. But Bugganette, I feel like, is actual, like, the actual thing. Bugganette was actually said. Therefore, there's some questions that need to be asked, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know.
And after, you know, after everything's been resolved, almost resolved, Kagami and Adrian, you know, break up, like Marinette and Luca, except, you know, Kagami isn't always, like, as understanding as Luca, so she decided to take a break from Adrian.
As friends
really
in general.
To him
like, Luca and Marinette stayed friends, but Kagami was like, F you. No way. We're not friends anymore.
Yeah, Luca even, like...
Good.
Like, he... Luca, like, flat out said that if you need me, you can, like... You can, like, reach out to me or something.
Yeah. Gami was not having any of that. Gami was like, no. F you.
Yeah.
See you in hell.
I don't know. No one can be as understanding as Luca, you know?
Like, I know. I absolutely hate him for it. I absolutely despise Luca for it.
I don't know. He just seems a little too perfect, a little too chill.
A little too much of a prick?
What? That's the thing. He's a nice guy. He's not like a... He's not a cactus prick, so, you know.
I just don't like Luca.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on to my Steven Universe notes for no damn reason whatsoever.
Starting with the episode,
full disclosure. I'm joking.
So, yeah, I think we've summed up the entire episode. So, you know, just some small things. Like, what do you think we're going to see in the future? Do you think that Luca and Marinette or Adrian Kagami's relationships will be resolved? Or
God, I hope not. I hope Kagami is just gone from the show in general, and I hope Luca gets thrown to a volcano.
Or maybe Luca and Kagami will end up being together. Because
then both of them move to the United States in the Sweet Home Alabama special.
No, that's for like Julika, you know.
I don't want Julika leaving though. Julika's amazing.
Nah, she's okay. I mean, she's like a background character.
She's a very good background character though.
I don't know. She doesn't really have like much. Story, you know,
but when she does show up, it's great. Also, she's like Rose and Julika. That's an iconic ship right there.
Are they like in an official relationship, or
I think they are an official relationship. I think
I don't know. I mean, you said that they were, but
I'm pretty sure they are. It would make sense that they are.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I guess they're, like, really good friends. So...
Really good friends is what they tell their parents, you know?
Oh, they did it.
Really good friends. In their if only this wasn't a TVY7 show, then we'd really know how really good friends they are, if you know what I mean.
Nice to know you all. Yeah, but can we get it on a nice day?
You got took off speakerphone. Here, I'll put him back on speakerphone. Alright, let's finish up. So, I know we promised like 5 episodes this week or some crazy number, but that's kind of insane. Personal stuff came up.
Yeah, those were like some unrealistic.
Yeah, we were literally recording at midnight at that point. So
we do have an episode that
coming out tomorrow. Oh, no, not tomorrow. Today's Thursday. Coming out on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
So most of you, if you watched our covering of Truth, would know that I challenged Cartoon Apocalypse to a 1v1 trivia battle.
And believe it or not...
No, I'll say it. This is my fight to take. But afterwards, yeah. I immediately DM'd him on Twitter. I'm going to pull up his response, because I find it funny. I find it funny. Just in general, I find it funny. So his response is, "Hello, Jacob. Thanks for reaching out. I usually don't check Twitter DMs at all, so I will consider this fate that I saw your message." What? Fate? Me?
Yeah,
you getting challenged?
That's
something you say when someone are in love. But I friggin' hate this guy. So, no.
Might be your secret rifle or something.
I will murder you.
Anyways. Yeah, he's like your arch nemesis at this point.
Literally, he is. Literally, I want this guy. I'm going to beat this guy. And like, and he thinks doing a 1v1 trivia competition would be really fun, although I think he would beat me pretty easily. Ha ha. Is this some kind of reverse psychology? Because it doesn't work on me. Reverse psychology does not work on me. Any
honestly,
kind of psychology.
Jacob, I think looking at this, I think realistically speaking, I think he's just doing this all in fun. He's not taking it too seriously.
Yeah, I hope so. That's why we made it so there's no reward. But, you know.
Yeah,
so,
that's a reward for you. That's it's kind of the clout, you know?
Yeah, we're definitely, we did this all for clout chasing, by the way.
You did it for all clout.
No, I did it for just a little bit of clout chasing, just a tiny bit of clout chasing. It's not like I'm going on Dr. Phil or anything like that. Cause, so the recording cut out. I don't know exactly what point it cut out, but it did cut out. So we'll figure that out later. Anyways, we were saying that Cartoon Apocalypse said yes. And it's going to be happening Saturday is when we're recording it. So it probably will go up Saturday or Sunday. So and everyone will be excited for that.
And yeah, so Jacob, Cartoon Apocalypse, whatever his real name is.
I think it's Aiden.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So Jacob and Aiden, one-on-one trivia match. I will actually moderate the match.
He's going to be moderating it. And I know what you guys are meaning going to say, that it's unfair, but, like, we didn't have any options on this one. I reached out to the few connections I had in the Miraculous community, and they were all like, no. They're either like, no, I'm busy, or who the F are you? So, you know.
Man, that's kind of a hard response.
I reached out to a lot of people. Multiple people I have never even heard of before. So, you know,
well,
some responses were fair.
Reach out to other people just to keep this trivia match kind of unbiased, you know. But don't worry, I will remain as unbiased as possible. I don't even know how I can be biased as, like, a moderator for a trivia match.
By, he's making the questions, so we can make questions that are in line with my knowledge. And my knowledge lies in a lot of Season 3 stuff and a lot of very obscure.
Would I just, like, knowledge. DM you the answers on, like, Facebook?
That would be... Do you really say Facebook? Did you just say Facebook? What kind of boomer are you? What the hell? Jesus Christ, the ultimate boomer website right there. Oh my god, no. But the way you can make it biased is by giving me questions that I would know. I think his knowledge is mainly in Season 4 and upcoming stuff, whereas my knowledge is in Season 3 and really obscure ships.
I would probably, like, have categories that are not called, like, Season 4 or Season 3. Like, you know, I think...
Yeah, because I remember, if anyone remembers back to Animosity Jeopardy, what I did is I made categories on all the shows we watched, along with some random knowledge. So that was just it. I'd say,
yeah.
I don't know if you're going to categorize them by seasons or by, like, trivia category or whatever. You'll figure that out. I don't care at all.
Yeah, I'm just going to save that for Saturday. You guys
We'll find out. We'll find this. Out.
You guys are going to see this. Gonna be like,
it's gonna be great. It's good. We're hopefully it'll every. I don't know. A lot of you guys don't know this, but there originally was a third Animosity special. I think a trailer popped up for it at one point, but it did not happen. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there were a couple times before where I tried to do things called Animosity specials, where we just did something very big and a lot of planning went into it, and like it was just not a normal thing. I'm not talking about an episode, but just having fun. We did Animosity Jeopardy. We did. The Great Co-Host Race, I think it was. I really forget. Both of them failed. Both of them failed. And the way Animosity Jeopardy failed is originally was talking about the Family Guy episode, and then there were fewer. But that failed. So, also the plot twist on the end of that one was hilarious. I'm not going to say it, but like definitely go watch that, because there was a plot twist at the end of it that I think both of you guys, you and Cam, saw coming, but it was so funny. The Great Co-Host Race failed by just not lasting the whole 7 days. It lasted 4 days. Because of a lot of disqualifications. And then there was a third Animosity special. That just did not end up happening. So every single Animosity special has failed before. And I am determined to make this the one that does not fail. No matter what it takes.
I don't know, man. Just think of something original. Maybe invite PewDiePie.
No. I don't watch or like PewDiePie that much at all. And B... As if we would care at all. Honestly. No. That ain't happening. Like,
oh, that is just a joke, man, but...
I know, but, like, you're dumb.
What if you actually got a big, like, shout-out from, like, a really popular YouTube, you know?
I'm trivia battling Cartoon Apocalypse, so I think that's going to be big enough. We'll see. I'll be watching that, you know.
Followers he has, or, like, how many fans?
I think he has, like, 300,000 subscribers on YouTube.
I was wondering, is there, like, some kind of, like, is there, like, some sort of website that's similar to Social Blade that you can see all the statistics for, like, podcasters?
You get your own statistics at Anchor. Anchor gives you your own statistics. Which is why they're the sponsor of this podcast. Anchor is an amazing tool that makes you get podcasts. I don't know. I don't remember the script. I recorded that script like a bunch of months ago, so I really don't remember it at all.
Allow me to elaborate.
Please don't.
Anchor, blah, 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 blah.
Thank God.
Probably going to get that ad in the middle of this podcast.
Hashtag ad.
You know, to be honest.
Hashtag ad. You know, we gotta get those hashtag ads. So, yeah. So trivia battle it is happening unless something happens that makes it not happen.
Yeah, maybe our podcast might get demonetized.
That's actually physically impossible, but I think we can get copyright claimed or something. I don't know. Yeah. They heavily advise you to not use copyrighted music. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna play some copyrighted music.
And
right
off speakerphone, you go. So you know, try not to get monetize the next few days, so this ends up happening, but you know, we'll see. He's back on speakerphone. Copyrighted music and shove it up your, you know.
My nose. Okay.
Yes, perfect. Exactly what I wanted you to do.
So, I think that's about all. We've summed up lies, went on like maybe 10 tangents.
Which is pretty standard.
It wasn't really much to sum up. I mean, it's basically a repeat of Truth with Adrian and Gaddafi. I think I've said that at least 5 times.
With the worst couple, yes.
True.
Literally all it is Truth, but the worst couple. So, you know, there's that. Cartoon Apocalypse is going to... Here's the thing. Cartoon Apocalypse is going to fail at this trivia. I am so sure of it. Like, Cartoon Apocalypse is just not...
I mean, I don't think he really cares that much.
That's going to be his downfall, though. We all know it. No one's going to say it out loud. Cartoon Apocalypse is absolutely going to either get cocky or, like, try to do something.
Did you ever speak to the guy?
Yeah, I spoke to him on Twitter.
What does he sound like?
Also, no, not literal speak. He uses his voice in his videos, so I know what he sounds like. Cringy.
Oh, okay.
Very cringy.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
I can't wait to see this guy, or like, you know. I'm looking forward to it, you know. Makes sense.
Yeah. So, but here's what I was trying to say. Cartoon Apocalypse is going to lose at this trivia.
Hey, let's not like...
No. I'm shit talking someone here. He's going to lose at this trivia. Simply because he does not care as much as I do. And that is going to be his absolute downfall in this. Not caring a lot is just going to make you so that you don't succeed. It's really, it's all
that
it is.
He might be like one of those anime villains with like some huge plan that he secretly planned.
No. He's in the Miraculous Ladybug community. He is not smart enough to pull something like that off. And I'm willing to put money on that, actually. I'm not going to, but I'd be willing to.
He might be like a really smart, like, mastermind or something. You don't know who this guy is, Jacob.
True, but like, I don't. He's because I've been studying my ass off for the past few days, grinding, ready to destroy this guy in this battle. And he's not. I can guarantee he's probably been doing other things, working on some of his videos, or putting his time into something that's completely useless. Therefore, I am much more equipped than this guy will ever be to do this. So, Cartoon Apocalypse is going down.
I will throw you off, throw every curveball at you on Cartoon Apocalypse with all of these categories.
But here's the thing. I've been studying things that I don't normally... You forget that I am probably the smartest person you know. Okay? That's what you always forget.
You're kind of like second to my dad, but, you know...
Your dad can suck it. Like...
Ooh!
Literally, I am most likely the smartest person. I am literally like the smartest person I think anyone that knows me knows. Simply because it's hard to explain, but I just know exactly what to do to throw people off. I know exactly what to do, like, I know what I'm doing here. Cartoon Apocalypse is going down because I doubt that he knows exactly what to study. If I had to guess, he's studying the topics he already knows a lot about. Where I've been studying things that I don't know much about. I've been studying season 1, for God's sakes, so...
Jacob, I think you have every right to just, like, make all these assumptions, but I'm just going to tell you one thing. I could be wrong, but just in life, things aren't always what they seem. So I'm just
he's going down. He's absolutely going down. There's no chance he's gonna beat me. That's the thing. There's no chance. There is no chance. That's just how it is. That's the tea, everybody. Cartoon Apocalypse is going down. Ain't nothing you can do about it. That's the tea. Anyways.
Yeah, well, we will see. You know what? We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, okay?
You know, if he can actually make it that far. Anyways, now that the tea has been spilled, now that the tea has been spilled and the clip has been made that's going to get me canceled, let's end this podcast, shall we?
Yeah, we are going. I think this is just getting a little bit out of hand. I mean,
I hope it's funny though. I have reasoning, but anyway, Cartoon Apocalypse.
I mean, we were just supposed to talk about lies, and now we're talking about like all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, I know, but there's reasoning to it. Rohan, stop. I'll tell you about it later, but there's reasoning to what I'm doing here. Like, Cartoon Apocalypse is going down. If you're gonna bet on this fight, you're gonna put money on me, because that's a smart move to do. Because there's no way he's gonna be able to beat me. There's I'm not talking to you, idiot. I'm talking to everyone out there listening. If you're gonna put money on this fight, you're gonna put money on me. It's just a smart choice. I've been working my butt off harder than I ever have on any school assignment just to make sure that I win this fight. So, be smart with who you think is gonna win. Because it ain't gonna be him, that's for sure. Thank you guys for listening to Animosity. We watch the shows, so you don't have to. Be sure to check out any other podcasts that introduce you in the same place you're listening to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackpot444/message. Also, check me out on Twitter at jackpot444. We have an official YouTube channel now named Animosity Official that gets no uploads per month. We have an official subreddit that's become a meme at this point. Rohan, is there anything you'd like to shout out that is not fight-related?
No, I just wanted to say, maybe check out our Dope channel. We haven't posted any content, but, you know, we plan on doing something.
What?
At least Jacob does.
What?
You know.
Check out our what? Our what?
I'm just saying, like, just, I'm really looking forward to this Animosity channel. I can't wait to see where this goes.
It's gone nowhere, and it's existed for, like, 6 months, and it's gone absolutely nowhere. Besides the point. Yeah,
look,
that.
I'm just in it for the ride, okay?
You have not ever been a part of any video. That's not true. You've been a part of one. You haven't been a part in 90% of the videos, but it seems like a discussion that's going to be had in private. So, you know, we'll deal with that later. Thank you all for listening. Cartoon Apocalypse is going down.
Thank you very much for listening.
Cartoon Apocalypse is going to eat my dust, and we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.